with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Well, good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. Darren went to take a swig of her Celsius and stopped mid, very dramatic, by the way, very Broadway of her.
I love a thespian,
if you will.
Well, that's one way to put it.
That's one way, TH at the beginning. Hi, everyone. It's me, John Thrasher, with your dad or your mom. Wait,
it's me,
your dad.
Mario.
It's me, Mario. Welcome to
the
show.
By the way,
you know it's
Sumi, Mario, right?
I just learned this recently on TikTok. I didn't know that. It's Sumi, which means what? Hello, I'm Mario or something?
Or like super?
Oh, that's right. That is what that is. Yeah, you're right.
I think.
It's Sumi. Mario is actually Super Mario. Good. Look at Darren. You're a little gamer over here. I love it.
You know.
Look at you.
Can I say?
Speaking of gaming, let's get right into it. We have a couple things. We're gonna have a little bit of a quicker NMR this week, but I mentioned something on last week's, I think, Patreon NMR exclusive episode, which, by the way, if you didn't know, we're releasing exclusive episodes over there on Patreon, you guys, so please do support us there if you can, for as little as $5 a month and $3 or something like that if you subscribe for the whole year. But I had mentioned I was going to talk about something this week, and it is that I am convinced that we are in a simulation. I know freaks you out.
This is Neil deGrasse Tyson thing.
That's right. We mentioned Neil deGrasse Tyson. He thinks that as well.
I'm going to ask ChatGPT, are we in a simulation?
Yeah, see what ChatGPT has to say. And then I want to tell you why I think that we are, because something has happened to me multiple times. And I feel like I want to mention it here. But what does the AI say?
That's a classical philosophical and scientific question. The simulation hypothesis, popularized by Nick Bostrom, suggests that if advanced civilizations develop powerful enough computers, they might run simulations of their ancestors. And we could be in one of those simulations. Now, some arguments in favor of this. Computational power. If technology continues advancing, future simulations could simulate conscious beings. Mathematical reality. The universe follows strict mathematical laws, almost like code. And quantum weirdness.
Yeah, it does.
This one pertains to you. Some physics, like wave function collapse, could resemble rendering in a simulation.
Yes.
And three arguments against. There's no direct evidence. There's no proof we're in a simulation.
Well, we're on a true crime show,
which you love, because you love a blurry photo of a UFO for somehow taken in, like, you know, Betamax, and you're like,
whatever.
There's proof.
Okay.
Two is complexity. Simulating an entire universe with conscious beings could be impossibly difficult.
Yeah, right.
Three is self-contradiction. If simulations can create simulations, it could lead to an infinite regress.
True, but this is all based on our own cognitive understanding of the universe as humans. So
the last line ChatGPT says is, ultimately, there's no way to prove it yet, so it remains an open-ended question.
Thank you.
But whether we're in a simulation or not, the experiences we have still feel real. So what really changes?
Oh.
Damn, that got
deep. Yo, jump on that beat, ChatGPT.
Damn, that's fascinating. Well, you know, to that point, like I was just saying, is, you know, imagine trying to explain to a cat that, you know, that lives in an apartment that there's a whole world out there outside of this building that I live in. And by that, of course, mean my cat, Magic, who's probably eating right now. But I want to tell you.
Did you ever see Avenue Q, by the way?
I did, yes.
You know, I was like, there is life outside your apartment.
Yes, exactly.
That's magic.
That's magic, and that's us in the universe, Darren. We don't know what we don't know. I want to tell you a couple of these things that keep happening to me where I wake up and I'm like, we are 100%. I am in a video game. And what happens is, now I'm not talking psychic things. You know, I've talked about paranormal things that have happened to me.
Sure.
I do think that sometimes those things could play into the theory of simulation here. But I want to tell you about a couple of mornings where I've woken up. Okay. And this has happened in my bedroom. This has happened in a hotel room, I remember. Other bedrooms I've had over the years, having moved all over the place. But there will be some moments when I'm waking up, and I'm talking like literally your eyes are closed and you wake up and you're looking at the world around you. And I see, this is going to sound insane, and the men in black are definitely coming after me. CIA's on top of it. I'm going to disappear next week, but...
Maybe I've been CIA all along to try and get your little
exactly.
secrets. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But when I first open my eyes, there is almost... The only way I can describe it is like, say I'm opening my eyes and I'm looking at like my closet in my bedroom, right? And it's dark because it's like, you know, I keep all the windows shut and curtains closed because that's how you sleep. But it's like darker in the room. And there's almost like a filter of a grid in the room. And I'm talking a grid of squares that I see very clearly that just kind of fades away, almost as if I'm like loading up, you know, like imagine your computer's like, beep, 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 beep. Darren's trying not to laugh, but you can laugh. It's fine. Where it's like,
beep, does beep, beep, your beep. Health insurance cover like a therapist or something? Like, do they? I just want to know if like your mental health as well.
The first thing you think
I'm
of is my
loading
health
up.
Insurance.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, beep. I look at how many weapons I have
so
and what
funny.
My health boosters are for the
oh
day. And
my
I'm like,
God.
The fuck?
You're literally like, you need to see a therapist immediately. No, and let me say this, and it's happened a couple times. And I will say this, and I'm
beep,
not
beep,
exaggerating.
Boop,
beep, beep, boop, boop, you're loading. Good morning. My thing is that it's happened with grid of squares. And it's happened with, and this is why I think I am truly in a simulation, because what explains this? It's happened with hexagons. I will wake up. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. I will see a grid of hexagons, like kind of like fade away as I'm waking up. Do you have thoughts about this? Has this ever happened to you?
Like
should I go to therapy
no,
now?
It clearly has not happened to me, hence my reaction of being like,
right.
What the fuck? I mean, this kind of reminds me of people saying that like they know God exists because like there's Jesus in my toast, you know, of how it like,
right.
It's kind of like, that's like, oh, well,
right.
All the things that God's going to do.
Right.
He's going to come
gonna
through with
toast.
Toast. Like,
yeah.
Let's start with like, poverty.
Right.
Starvation, you know, murder.
Right. Healing.
He's not
going to
be like,
yeah.
Let me come through this piece of toast.
Let me show you my
and if
my
he
selfie
is, then
in a toast.
He cannot be that powerful, you know? And so it's like,
right.
Part of me is like, if we are in a simulation, it's like, are you the like kink in the system
that
it speaks
yes.
like of all the things that have to go well in order for the simulation to happen? John Thrasher in Pittsburgh is waking up with hexagons, and like that's how it starts.
I think so.
You're like the
I mean,
Wuhan
maybe.
Lab. You know, it's like it's about to leak
yeah.
to every single person.
Yeah, the word leak. But yeah, no, I think that there is something here, and I'm not making this up. And like, okay, this has also happened where I'm dreaming, and then like I'm waking up, and part of my dream is also in my reality that I'm looking at. Have you ever had that happen? Like, let's say, for example, you're having a dream like you're skydiving, and as you're waking up, your skydiving dream is also kind of almost like in an augmented reality way, also
sort
in your
of.
Bedroom, you know?
Yeah, like, wouldn't be as like, it wouldn't be, it hasn't ever been with something as like extreme as skydiving,
yeah,
but
yeah,
perhaps
I know. That's
like
just hypothetical.
I'm with my dog or
exactly.
Like riding a bike or something, and I
yeah.
wake up and I like, I'm like, whoa, where am I kind of
right.
thing. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And that has happened to me. So like, maybe that's what's happening. Maybe I'm dreaming about hexagons and square grids and it's just overlapping.
Maybe you're just patient zero, you know, like they've decided
yeah.
of
maybe
all
I
the
have,
people
yeah, COVID.
You're like chosen. You're like the Pope, you know, you're like anointed
well,
by the hexagonal gods.
I love that. Whoever
that
they
it's,
are, love that.
Yeah,
for them.
I know they chose right.
I will say when I was a young boy, like I'm talking
elementary
30,
32
and early middle school. I had this weird, again, I should go to therapy. I had this weird thing in my head that everyone, is this ego, this will be egomania to extreme. I had this weird feeling that everyone knew who I was, like strangers in the mall, like Everyone kind of knew who I was, but was pretending they didn't know who I was.
Yeah,
Like Truman
I this
Show
is
type shit,
good
but like.
therapy conversation to be having. This is good for doing with your therapist. I there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. It would be
Yeah.
irresponsible of me to encourage you to go down a certain path because
That's true.
I'm now
As a
worried about you.
friend, you're
I'm now
worried. I've
worried.
made it public and you're worried. By the
I'm
way, I
now
just want to
worried.
say, as I'm talking about this, Magic came sprinting out of the closet, hey, gay, and ran under my bed. So I don't know what that means, but he's spooked and having
You
zoomies at the
think he saw
moment.
hexagons in the closet and was like,
Maybe.
this is the simulation?
Well, that's another thing. What does any single other person see, or animal? Like, what
Would
if
the
animals
robots have
see?
made the simulation? Like, would they have made magic that fat? Like, would they have? Or would they have been like, this time around, because it's a
Yeah.
simulation, let's give them a little bit of more healthy chances?
No, because you know why? They want to help support the podcast.
Okay.
And they know that for me to be successful here with you, I do have to have Magic as a big fat mascot of the
As
show.
a full, thick-blooded
Yeah.
woman. Yes. Okay.
And his own gravitational fields and his own
His own zip code,
orbits.
his own zip
Yeah,
code, his own
exactly.
hexagon, his own hexagon.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. Well,
Okay.
I'm sorry to hear that you don't believe
I
in
wonder if you
my
have cat
theory.
scratch fever.
I probably do. You should see my hands scratched up like hell
I
lately because
wonder if
I
a side effect is like waking up and seeing hexagons, because if it does,
imagine. You may see
a magic.
hexagons. You may have a magic. You may have a 102 fever and you may see hexagons as you wake up. But I mean, a lot of weird shit has happened to me, and I'm not making any of this up, guys. I have no reason. Okay, I have a podcast. Maybe it's funny and it's fun, and there might
No,
be.
but you wouldn't make it up because that,
No,
like
I
you.
wouldn't. I really would not make
Oh,
any of
this
this
makes me
up.
more excited to see you next week in
I
LA, and you can finally meet,
know.
my fiance and
A
my
5 years. Yeah,
of 5
right.
years.
Oh, I can't wait to hug you all at the same time.
Who are you more excited about, Snoopy or Nadine?
Well, let me think about it. Definitely not you. We're gonna put you
I know. I
over
didn't even
here.
list me. I didn't even
No, you're
list
not.
me.
I mean, of course, Nadine. I
They're
mean,
both the same
I've.
size. They're both like
Is that
7 pounds.
right?
Yeah, they're
Yeah,
both
yeah.
like 7 pound little
That's
puppies.
true.
So
I mean,
you
I
could
love
hold one in each
Snoopy.
hand, I
I was just
guess.
gonna say, I'm gonna hug them, all of you at the same time, whether you like it or not. But yeah, in case any, moving on from simulation, by the way, and let us know what
Okay.
you think about that in our
I want to know if you're seeing
stuff.
hexagons in LA, because I gotta know if I gotta move. You know what I mean?
That's
Like
right. Imagine I come in
squarely not moving to Pittsburgh.
I'm like, let me see. This room has squares and circles. I don't know if you should live here anymore. I think you need to move right away.
You go to
But
hug me
yeah.
and you just miss me. And you do it in like a
I
hexagonal
phase
shape.
through you. I'm
Yeah.
like, what's happening? But yeah, we are going to be hanging out, guys. I have some work-related things at the beginning of the week, and then I'm going to be in LA for like 4 or 5, how many days? 4 days, I believe. And Darren and I have some plans. If you have any requests for us, like we're going to do some, I'm sure we'll do some video. Maybe we should even record an episode. I don't know. I don't know how busy we're both going to be, but if you have thoughts and feelings about us hanging out together, please let us know. 'Cause I haven't seen you, I think, since that time you came to my hotel in Times
Margaritaville.
Square in Margaritaville. And that feels like a lifetime
I
ago.
think that was.
That was like September 23.
I think I
So,
was living in LA. I had just moved to LA. I think that's
yes.
right.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
That's crazy.
But that was such a fun day too, because I remember like I went and bought some new microphones. We recorded that episode in my hotel
So fun.
room. That
Well,
was a
we're
good
hanging out
time.
on Saturday because
Yeah.
I'm going to be in New York, unfortunately. I'm on the Today Show this week on
That's
Thursday.
right.
Check it out.
Congrats again.
And then I'll fly back and then we're gonna hang.
Yeah, and do you know what we're gonna do yet?
I
Are we
don't.
hanging
It
out at the
depended on what
pool?
time you wanted
I
to
know.
see
I
me.
should
I
text
land at
you.
around like noon, so we have to like figure it
Okay.
out.
Are you gonna have the energy? Are you gonna be too tired?
I probably won't want to see you. Are
You don't want to see me, especially if I'm talking about seeing
you bringing
hexagons and stuff.
magic?
No, in fact, you
Then
know
I
what's so
definitely don't want to
funny?
see you.
I have been so I have been so busy. Thank God Darren's been very flexible with my schedule because I've had a lot going on in my world. But and so have you, frankly, Darren. But I just realized yesterday, let's see, we're recording this, frankly, on a Thursday. Yesterday, Wednesday, I was like, oh, I should get my situation in order for who's feeding and taking care of my fucking cat for
Because
a
they gotta
whole
come every
week.
10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, who am I? I mean, I have some friends that I'm sure will help me, but I just hadn't even thought to ask anybody yet because I've had so much other stuff to do.
I
But
mean, you only need someone to check in on him every
here's the
day,
things.
every
Here are the
other
things about
day.
him. Yes. First of all, I bought an automatic cat feeder, so he'll have dry food every couple hours to keep him plump and ready for the oven, courtesy of Hansel and Gretel.
Thanksgiving's in a few months. Let's
Yeah.
giddy up, magic.
Yeah, exactly. But I do feed him once a day a little bit of wet food, which he loves and looks forward to. But another thing he does is he bangs his water bowl, no matter how much water is in it, and sometimes will spill it. And if someone hasn't seen him for like a day or two, then I don't want him to go without water. So I'm gonna have to make sure someone's here every day. And I should get one of those things where you put the water bowl down into the contraption so that it doesn't, they
Or
can't
like
spill it.
a constantly flowing
So
water, just,
let me tell you about this journey. So I started with one of those really basic $2 or $3, $4 eternal water things that you fill the jug full of water, you flip it over, and then it just constantly fills. He won't drink from that at all.
Usually cats love like sink
I
water or
know.
running, they put their paw and they love
I
it.
know. And by the way, I will say this, I had a plumbing issue at my last home, not to get too personal here. In
Oh.
exactly in Maryland in the basement. And the reason I found out was because he was coming up from the basement like a little wet. And I'm like, are you, what are you doing? And I go downstairs. He was like playing in the, by the way, it was not sewage. I can see your face. It was the water main water.
Why
It
y'all
was
brown?
no, it was the main water line to the house. Something was going on with it. But just to be clear about that. But and I was like, oh my God. So he's like playing in that water and loves it. So I'm like, okay. Perfect. I don't have to worry about the water spillage. I'll get him one of those like little cat water fountains that he can drink from, you know, the ones that circulate the water. Bought that, spent like $50 on one of those like really nice ones. He won't drink from it. The reason I found out that he wasn't drinking from it was because he was coming into the bathroom after I was done taking a shower and was trying to get into the bathtub to like lick the water off of
My
the.
dog does that. My dog does that too. Does that, but she drinks water. I mean, are you sure that she's not drinking the, are you sure he's not drinking
Yes.
the water fountain for sure?
Yeah, because once I changed it back to, because I was just thinking that's what it was, he stopped doing the whole bathtub water thing. And then I'm like, okay, he just doesn't want to drink any water except this one bowl, which he spills whenever he feels like doing it. So it's a whole thing over here, guys. Just leaving town for a couple of
Can you
days
go to
becomes a
like a pet
problem.
psychic and find out like what Magic's thinking?
Well,
Like, I'm
what if I'm
curious.
psychic? What if I should need to tap into the
Well, you're
grid,
not
you know?
psychic.
Oh,
You're like glitching on your own
I
simulation.
am glitching. Yeah, I am glitching. I'm a bitchy
You are such a glitch.
glitcher. I'm a son of a glitch. What can I
Son of a
say?
glitch.
Well, guys, this has been
Well,
fun. I hope Darren, I've
I
spooked
can't wait to
Darren
see you.
into making sure I get to therapy. So I think that that's interesting. I know. I
Yep.
can't wait to see you either. I can't wait to
You ever
hug you
wake up
and
and you
talk.
see a bunch of hexagons and like you're booting like power ups and they're loading sign? No, literally no. Literally never heard that in my whole life. 36 years, almost 37. Never not once has that come across my table. But,
Leave
you
me
know,
alone.
it's
Leave me alone.
2025. Anything's
I'm
possible.
here. I'm trying to be vulnerable with you and like tell you about an
Ever just load
experience.
up on fake pizza and
Fake
Gatorades and you
pizza. I'm like The
thinking like
Sims.
the Ninja Turtles? Yeah.
Oh my
Anyway.
God.
I love
Guys, we
you.
love you. Really exciting episode on Sunday if you're a regular listener, or right away if you are a Patreon listener.
Yeah, we're doing something new with the
Yeah.
Karen Reid trial. Just doing something
That's right.
new. Doing something
Yeah.
new.
We're just new. We're this fun little
And once you
experimenters.
listen to it, I want you guys to tell me whose new idea you thought this was. Just
That's
let's
right.
vote on that. Let's vote on
Yeah,
that.
vote on
Let's make a
that. All right.
poll. Yeah. Okay.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.